Hello and welcome to the Tesla Tips and Tricks podcast. This is Tori Hornsby. Here with me, I have our most tenured group admin and moderator, Sam Dominic. How are you, Sam?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Tori. Good morning.
This podcast is going to be a little different. We're going to dive into the history of the T3 Facebook group. We'll talk about how it's evolved over the years. But first, for those who may be unfamiliar, the T3 community, the Tesla Tips and Tricks community, is the largest Tesla Tips community in the world, and we're sneaking up on 300,000 members, which blows my mind, and we're focused on providing real-world tips and tricks to maximize Tesla ownership for both current owners and prospective owners. We have a large part of our group that don't own. They're just, you know, checking the temperature first, and so if you guys haven't joined our Facebook group, be sure you do so. The link is in the description. And also, we release our best tips and tricks and content on our YouTube channel. So if you haven't already, please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. The link is on the video. The link is also in the description. So diving in here, Sam, I got a first question for you. Your Facebook profile picture, which a lot of people who are watching this are going to know you from moderating the group. But your Facebook picture is a cheeseburger. And I always thought that that was funny, and especially knowing you. But honestly, when I first met you, I thought you'd be a little bit heavier set. Maybe you just like tater tots and cheeseburgers because it's your profile picture. But tell us about that. Why is that your profile picture?
Well, I do like cheeseburgers.
You have a high metabolism.
Well, I have the perfect face for radio. So I needed to find something that wouldn't offend everybody when I set up my profile picture.
You want the people to join the group and stay there?
Oh, yeah. Born for the cheeseburger, they'd all be gone.
Well, I don't know if that's true, because mine is my family. So actually, I have a pass. My daughter and my wife are in the picture. So who cares if I'm in there, right? So that's good. I did notice your cheeseburger was stamped with Sam. So makes sense. It's Sam's cheeseburger and tater tots. That's funny.
I don't mind anybody stealing my cheeseburger.
So, Sam, what made you just initially want to buy a Tesla? And when did you buy your first Tesla?
First Tesla was 2016, and you never forget your first Tesla. Got a Model S 70, and the reason I wanted it had absolutely nothing to do with saving the planet or anything like that. I just thought it was a really cool car. And being in the computer business myself, I saw this more of a giant computer with wheels on it than a car. And boy, if I only knew what was coming. But so it was 2016, and got another one in 17, and another one in 23.
Wow. So how many Teslas have you owned?
I'm on my third now, my Y long range. And to be fair, we are a three Tesla family. My sons both have one. They live off where they live. But right now, my family owns three. I'm on my third.
Yes. Wow. That's awesome. You know, it's interesting. Different people purchase for different reasons. I'm like you. You know, I mean, just like anybody, I want to be responsible with the planet, but I don't think that, you know, the carbon offsets and all that, if somebody is buying a Tesla to be environmentally sound, man, welcome. Love it. If somebody's buying a Tesla for the technology, welcome. We love you too. Somebody's buying it for the instant torque and performance, full self-drive, the fact that the car will fart when it locks and you walk away and people look at you funny, whatever your reason, we welcome you to the group. So, and in fact, the group recently celebrated its 8th anniversary. So it's just over 8 years old. And then I noticed that, I think it's 2 weeks later, that your 8-year anniversary showed up. So you have been in the group basically from the beginning, huh?
Yeah, I was back when Naveeb was the Grand Poobah. I participated in the group quite a bit, and it was actually my birthday that year, and I woke up and there I was as an admin. Didn't even ask me. I had a
you know, I had to negotiate terms.
Yes.
And as you know, I'm a horrible negotiator.
Yes. Well, you do earn your pay. We both do. The hours are well worth it for that $0 paycheck that we get for volunteering.
It's a labor of love.
It is a labor of love. And that's important to denote is, you know, sometimes people get mad at decisions on admins or stuff that we might take down or disagree with the decision if we feel like that, you know, you're being a little rude or if you're using swear words. We just want to keep the group clean and fun for everybody. Or if you're even getting a little sarcastic, there's a difference between funny sarcastic to me, and we'll let some of that happen. But when somebody starts getting a little insulting, sarcastic, we remove that stuff and, we try to stay on task. But tell me, you know, what was the group like when it first started? So 8 years ago, you joined in. What was the group like, and how has it changed? Once you describe that, how's it changed over the years?
Well, the group back in, I guess it was, 2017 was really intimate. It was small. There wasn't a whole lot of us in the group because, you know, going down the street today, you see a Tesla on every corner.
Everywhere. Oh my gosh.
Back then seeing a Tesla was like exciting because you just didn't see them that often. I mean, if you were lucky, you got to see one a day. But the group was small. The questions were probably a lot more technical because the car was a very expensive car for the time. I mean, you know, my first one was up in the upper 80,000s,
mm-hmm.
you know, compared to what you can get, you know, Model 3 or Y for. And so the questions were a little more technical. And because there were so few people, sometimes you had to wait for an answer. Sometimes you had to wait for somebody to be a little more sarcastic. You know, but that's how it was back then. And the group, even though it's not like that anymore, it's actually changed for the better.
Awesome. How would you say it's changed for the better? Is it just
the sheer number of people and the you know, even though we get a lot of repetitive questions, that's to be expected just because of the nature of Facebook. You ask a question today, it's nowhere to be found tomorrow. So somebody asks the question again, you know, Google is not a thing. Facebook search engine kind of stinks. So people ask the questions and that's great because that's just more, you know, that's engagement with people and we get to explain things. And it's amazing. Even today, you know, 8 years later, I'm still learning new stuff about my car, you know, from this group.
Yeah, me too. And I love it. I'm an engineer at heart. I love reading through our posts, even if I'm not commenting on a post, you know, and we can't read through all of them. Just the sheer number of activity that we get we can't read through everything, but I'm always learning new stuff. But this is a good note. You know, you mentioned this, the repetitive comments. This is a good time to mention and just remind people that just because you're well-versed at searching something on Google,
yep.
and something makes total sense to you, and you've seen the same question answered 30 times over the last 3 years, you know, just be patient with people who are joining because their preferred method of communication is to come into a group and to communicate with other people and to talk through real world ownership instead of searching Google and maybe not knowing, you know, when there's a personality behind it, you tend to trust the information a little more than just maybe somebody who's posted something on a website. It's like you're having this dialogue and people trust that. And a lot of people join the group for that reason. In other words, they joined Tesla Tips and Tricks to ask a question instead of asking Google the question. And I see people that get frustrated sometimes and they're like, Google's your friend, you know, or
read the manual.
And I'm like, well, they joined the group instead. And that's why the group exists and we welcome that. So, you know, just simmer down now. It's okay. Let them ask. And one of our rules, obviously, we talk about in there is, hey, even if you see something that you know and you think is a rudimentary question, don't be rude and don't be sarcastic about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you see something that you just
feel like is a silly question for whatever reason, move on. You don't have to answer. There's no reason.
Yeah, don't comment.
Yeah, just go on somewhere, you know, move on to the next one. Or, you know, no need to say anything at all.
We're not, and that's a good point. We're not asking you to change your thoughts on that. You can still think this is stupid. You should have searched Google. Just don't comment.
Right.
Yeah. And this is a good segue into my next question here, Sam, is, you know, of course, now we're at almost 300,000 members. And again, that just blows my mind. Can you share with everyone, what do we do as moderators? Like, what does that look like?
Well, I start off each morning just checking, believe it or not, and I think we spoke about this in the past, just making sure the posts are in order. In other words, we don't want the rudeness, you know, that some will put forth with without solicitation, I'll say.
Very small part of the group.
Yeah, it's important to make sure things are on topic. You know, I've seen questions before where it had nothing to do with Tesla. And I'm like, do these people know where they are? You know, this is the Tesla group. You know, moderating the group, it's challenging and fun at the same time, because we have a worldwide audience, which brings its own special way of having to handle things. Because just as an example, I can make a sarcastic comment. People over here in North America will get it. Somebody in another country or continent.
You're being literal.
They don't get the sarcasm and they think I'm being rude. And I've had my own post reported to the admins, you know.
Well, how did you moderate that one?
I banned myself for a week.
That's funny.
When you have that many people, you can have a lot of personalities. You just kind of have to understand that that's the way it's going to be. I try not to be heavy-handed with moderation because of the difference between cultures. And that's pretty much it. I mean, you just got to keep it fun and flowing.
Yep. One of the things that, you know, that we used to do, we've lightened this load a little bit. We reviewed every member before they joined. And one of the requirements to join was that you had to answer the group questions and agree to the rules. And that's kind of common. But what we noticed, and it's a bit of a Facebook thing, but I've had it happen to me. I was at the Tesla dealership in the service center waiting for my car to be repaired. I'm talking to a couple of people there. And I mentioned the Tesla Tips and Tricks group. And I'm like, yeah. And they pull it up and they go, is that it? And I said, yep, that's it. And I said, yep. I said, just join that. And so they're sitting there looking at their phones, two people, they join it. And I'm like, what are your names? I'll go in there and accept you. And so I went in and I had to scroll through, yeah, found their names right there. Neither of them had answered questions or agreed to the rules. And I'm like, hey, I noticed just out of curiosity that you didn't agree to the rules and that you didn't answer questions. I'm still going to accept you. I just wanted to know what happened on your phone. You know, like, did you see that? And they're like, no. And so I started realizing the reason we would not accept. I mean, it's tens of thousands of people that we haven't accepted for answering the questions and accepting the rules when they didn't even see it. Like, there's a flaw. If you're on your mobile phone, there's a flaw on Facebook where I've noticed sometimes a little gray thing will pop up at the bottom and say, be sure to agree to the group rules.
Yeah.
I have been clicking on something else when that popped up and went, oh, and then went back and tried to find it. And I'm like, hey, I probably got rejected from groups because I didn't agree to the rules. But now we do still have to approve some, but we're letting more people in. And so another way that we have to moderate is we actually are honored. How many times has Elon Musk, how many times a day does he try to join our group, Sam?
Geez, between Elon, his brother, his mother,
mom,
Malik
Briggs.
Yeah, I mean, I used to delete 20, 30, sometimes more a day. And I felt bad because I know eventually I'm just going to delete the wrong Elon.
Right. So we don't really think Elon was trying to join our group. And but so many of those spam accounts. So another way that we moderate, occasionally somebody will slip through. And believe it or not, there are people who want to join the group and post about being prepared for your retirement. So what do we ask people to do for those posts, Sam?
Well, I was going to bring this up too. There are quite a few very active people in our group who are regulars, and they help us quite a bit by reporting these posts to the admins. When you're reading one of these posts, if you look at the upper right-hand corner of the post, you see the three dots. And if you click on those three dots, you'll see one of the choices is to report to the admin. Okay. If you do that, we take a look at those posts quite often. I do probably at least several times a day. And I know you and you do as well. And we get rid of them as fast as we can.
What Sam just said is very helpful. And that shows up as a notification. When you report a comment or a post, it shows up as a notification so that we go, oh, there's something wrong here. And if it's during the day, it's typically minutes or within an hour that one of us is going to be able to see that and take that post or that comment down and ban the user, of course. We ban a lot of people. Believe it or not, it might not be that hard to believe with 300,000 people. And with just more joining every single day, that we, if you look at our banned Facebook user list,
yeah,
it's huge.
It's up, but they're all Elon Musk.
A lot of them are. Or
I think I've been doing this wrong because I've been inviting those people to become an admin. Was I supposed to be banning them?
Please don't do that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, Sam, what would you say? We're doing a good job, either just as a group in general or in moderating. Where do you think we're doing a good job?
I would say we're doing a good job just about all over. It's a daunting task, and I think we're all up to it, and we're all doing it well. And I think that even though it's a serious job, we don't take ourselves seriously. And, that's important. To have fun while we're doing it. And I would say because we're having fun while we're doing it, we're doing a good job keeping, the spammers at bay, getting questions answered. And if we don't answer them ourselves, then we have a lot of very knowledgeable users, members. And, the members are very helpful in answering questions. And sometimes I'll notice somebody will ask a question. I'm not going to come up with one on top of my head, but you'll get like three or four different answers that are all correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that is one of the better and, things about this group than I've seen anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's funny you mentioned that because, come to think of it, I guess to your point, I don't see very many wrong answers in the group. Occasionally you'll see somebody say something that I'm like, oh, I don't know that I'd agree with that. But usually people are saying different things and they're right in how they do it. That's good. And I appreciate that. I agree with your sentiments on that. Where would you say as a group we can improve or in moderating we can improve? Like what are some things that you look at and go, we could do this a little better?
That's a tough one. I would say that just getting into the group for a little bit more time each day would be helpful. But as with anybody else, life gets in the way and, we can't always be there all the time. And I think that, I'm now that you've asked that question, I just may take another peek or two during the day. But overall, one of the things I noticed also, we're human. Every day is a different day. We get, different moods, life around us changes and, one post, it could be like the exact same person posting the exact same thing on two different days. And I will handle it differently just based upon what's going on in my own head, So I think that if anything, I would say that gotta be more even with the way things are done and not necessarily do it because of the way I feel at the mall.
Yep. That's good. Yeah. The consistency of how we moderate is very, very important. Your perception is everything. And so I tend to, when I read a post or when I read a comment, I try to change my mindset to read it from a viewer. And I try to read it in a way that's innocent too. So I'm viewing it. And I think if our users across the board did this, there would be a little bit more maybe patience of if you look at that and you say, this is a new Tesla owner and they're confused about something. And then I read it and because if I read it and I go, hey, I know that this is a tenured person who posted this. I'm like, ah, oh, there's something up with this. This is wrong. But if I read it in the light of this is a new person who's confused about something, it helps. And I will say, you know, I think we could use a couple of more moderators. And so if you're interested in that position, and we'll consistently be adding them in the future, then reach out to us and you can reach out to my user, or if you see Sam's user, you can reach out to him. Also, you can go to our Facebook page. At the top of the group, it says that this is a group by Tesla Tips and Tricks, which is our page. Well, if you go to our page, you can message the actual business page for Tesla Tips and Tricks, and we get that. So we welcome you to come and apply for that. We are looking for more moderators. So Sam, any last thoughts here before we end?
No, other than to say thank you to, well, I mean, you guys for keeping the group going and the members, because without them, there's nothing, you know, and I truly believe that the members who are engaged I'm grateful for them.
Yep. Well, you say thank you to me, and I want you to know how much we appreciate you. And you put a lot of time and energy and effort into the group, and it shows. And we really appreciate you more than you know. Thank you for, and congratulations on 8 years. That's quite an accomplishment there. So, and then, you know, just again, a reminder that we're all enthusiasts for these vehicles. So if, again, as you're joining that group, just look at it in terms of this is not just another car to get you from A to B. These are people who are in love with their car. I love my Tesla more than any other car that I've owned since I was 16, which was a 1975 Cutlass. I loved that car, but more because I associated it with freedom. And I love old classic cars, but I still love my Tesla. I still love going and getting in it and finding the new things that they release. It's so exciting and good to own this. Let's have fun in the group. And again, thank you for your hard work. And we appreciate you guys joining this podcast and for your participation in the group. If you're not a part of our group, again, the link is in the description. And like and subscribe this video so you keep real world Tesla tips and tricks coming to your feed. I'm Tori Hornsby for Sam Dominic. Thanks for joining, and we'll see you next time.